thousand hills we'll never know, and footprints of a mighty God, they bring me to my knees and praise. Amazing love, amazing grace.
Well, I got a message, I got a song. Can I get a witness? Tell me what's going on. I show the people I've been away. Maybe I will tomorrow, maybe I will today. Cause I got a feeling it won't be long. Maybe I'm right, maybe I'm wrong, but I know one thing for sure, and the time will tell it. Well, I got a feeling coming over me. Nothing else it can set me free, but I know one thing for sure, well, I got to show it. I wanna be a rock star, but I ain't got what it takes. With a drive and a determination, it'll be lucky breaks. I wanna be a rock star, yeah, but I ain't got the face. Yes, I wanna be a rock star, but I ain't got what it takes. There's a night at the end of this tunnel, there's a light at the end of this tunnel for you, for you. And there's a light at the end of this tunnel, shining bright at the end of this tunnel for you, for you. So keep holding on. Was crucified, buried, and dead. He descended in hell, and on the third day he rose again.
Hi, my name's Kim. I'm from Bowling Green, Kentucky, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
This is Christina from Huntsville, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Whitney Peters from Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Shane Peters from Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Haley from Nashville, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Op Gennard from Conway, Arkansas, and we're listening to Concert Blast.
Hey, this is Brent from Nashville. You're listening to Concert Blast.
My name's Melissa. I'm from Watertown, Tennessee, and you're listening to the Concert Blast.
My name's Jeff Cripps. I'm from Smithville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Jill Ludwig from Dallas, Texas, and you are listening to Concert Blast.
I'm Amber Coggin from Nashville, Tennessee, and you're listening to Concert Blast.
Hi, my name is Trisha. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee, Knoxville, Tennessee, and also Cokie, Oregon. And you are listening to Concert Blast, and you have an awesome night. And great for Concert Blast. And they have great guys here interviewing us, and we are having a lot of fun. And remember, there's an abundant life in Jesus Christ who loves you.
You can all call me crazy for the things that I might say. You can laugh all you want to, yeah. I know there will come a day when we all come together and learn to say at our age. We can learn to love our neighbor, yeah, just like we would love ourselves. We got to come together, cause under there we can make it all right. We got to brave the weather through all of the storms. We got to come together, cause under there we can make it all right. We got to learn.
Blast. This is Tom Thompson.
This is Mike Arnold.
Hey guys, how's it going? Tell them what's going on tonight there.
Well, first of all, we've got one guy missing from our team. Brian Hasbrook decided to go to a Nashville Predators game tonight. Tonight is third day in concert on the David Lipscomb campus at Allen Arena in Nashville, Tennessee. And I tell you what, these guys have been playing arena rock for a long time. Those of you who don't know Third Day, they have several albums out. Hey, and it's nice out here tonight, isn't it?
I tell you, it seems like it's like some day in May or something, you know? It's that nice out here.
Last week we were at Switchfoot. We like to froze to death walking about two blocks to our cars.
Exactly. That's exactly right. But it's probably 80 degrees.
And this is, boy, this is beautiful out here.
Yeah, the sky is clear. You can see the stars and part of the moon. I mean, it's gorgeous.
So we're walking up to Allen Arena, and we had to sit in a long line of traffic. Tonight's show is sold out. I don't know how big Allen Arena is, but it's sold out. These guys sell out Nashville every time they come, it seems like.
I was going to say.
They do a great job.
How big a place you're going, they're going to sell it out.
They can sell out any arena here in Nashville, Tennessee. They pack it out.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and like I say, if you've ever seen a third day show, I'll tell you what, man, you are definitely in for a worship service.
Yeah, they're also rockers. They're some good rockers. And they get everybody to sing along, too. So we're about to come up here upon the crowd. And
we'll get us some people here we'll walk up to and say hello to here in just a minute.
Tons of people walking together.
Yep. We'll just follow these people. What do you think?
I think we'll. If we follow these people, we'll be in good shape.
I bet they know where they're going.
Oh, well, they know more than I do.
That's right.
It's on the other side of those buildings. That's all I know.
Where are you guys going tonight?
The same place where you're going.
Where are you going tonight?
That's a good question because we don't know yet.
Yeah.
You don't know?
Hey, no, we're here with our youth group, and it's been a secret for like the past week.
Right.
Oh, really? So then I can't tell you where we're going.
Okay,
tell
be
us.
Good. Where are we going?
I
don't know. Do you like music?
Yes.
You'll love tonight then.
Okay. I guess we're not meeting Jesus like I thought we were.
Okay.
The night's not over. So, y'all with the youth group or in the youth group?
We're in the youth group.
Okay, all right. What's your name?
Aaron Brinklow.
How about you? What's your name?
Ruthie Smith.
What church y'all affiliated with?
Memorial Presbyterian in Midland, Michigan.
Where's Midland, Michigan?
That's 90 miles north of Detroit.
All right. How'd you end up in Nashville?
We did a mission trip down in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, and we are on our way back north.
Very good. So y'all have been down there for spring break helping them with the disaster?
Yes. Yes, sir.
That is awesome. That's a great job. What's your name?
Clinton.
Clinton. Where are you from, Clinton?
Midland, Michigan.
You're with the rest of them. Do you know where you're going tonight?
Absolutely. No clue.
Oh, this is a great surprise for you guys.
Oh, very good.
Did you have fun in Mississippi?
Yeah.
Y'all will have a great time tonight.
Yeah.
My youth group is from three main schools. Midland and Dow are the two biggest ones. I'm the only one from Bullet Creek.
Oh, I see. Are you with them?
Yes, I am.
What's your name?
Kirk Fisher.
All right. Do you know where we're going?
Yes, I do. And I'm supposed to keep it quiet from them.
Yeah.
They tell me. I'm glad they told me that before I told them.
No kidding.
This is a great secret destination, I have to say. Did y'all work hard in Mississippi?
Yes, we did. A lot of debris was picked up, and tell you what, though, the folks down there are bouncing back, and it was good to see their spirits up.
Oh, great.
And they were happy to see us and other Christian groups down there.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. How many you got here?
36 of us.
36 of you.
Wow.
This is going to be great. Is this your group?
Do not make a sound or show anybody else until everybody has one. Do you understand?
Yes.
Do you understand what she's saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, everybody pay attention. Here we go. They're giving out the secret destination codes here.
What's happening?
Top secret entry passwords.
It's a surprise, that's why.
What do you think?
A big surprise.
You seen what you got to do yet?
Exactly. Yeah.
What do you think?
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Have I ever heard of it?
Hey, y'all have a good time tonight. Where's the will call?
The will call's right over this way.
Do I have to stand in line for the will call?
Just walk right. You walk right through that opening there and go to the window.
Let's go to the opening and go to the window. Will call, Mike Arnold's my name.
Welcome to Allen Arena, Lipscomb University. Okay, here you go. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Well, we were blessed tonight with tickets to the show by Way FM. We want to thank Way FM, Christian Rock Radio, for giving us the tickets tonight so we can review the concert and continue to listen. They are syndicated all over the nation. I mean, there's places in Florida, all over Tennessee. And, you know, when you come to the concert time, you don't really talk on cell phones. It's not really...
My friend's lost.
Well, that's okay.
I know. So I'm trying to get her to the venue. I mean, like, we got last minute, got the tickets. I've been through the line twice.
Nice talking to you. Hope your friend makes it.
Me too.
Tom, what kind of passes we got there, buddy?
That's what I'm looking at, man. Well, it doesn't say anything about backstage, but we got section 103, wherever that is.
We'll take section 103, and since we got reserved seats, we're in no hurry.
Well, it's just, I mean, look how long the line goes. It goes all the way around, it comes all around this way, but you're right, we're not in any hurry.
Let's go down this way, Tom, and greet people coming in. All right, who wants to say hi to me?
Hi!
Wow, and everybody in the line at third day.
They're
yes.
They're awake, aren't they, Mike?
Yes, they are. Y'all ready for tonight?
Woo!
Can everybody say third day? Ready? One, two, three. Wow, that's great. All right. Thank you. That's very good. Yeah. Last week, we didn't have a problem talking to people. People want to get inside today.
Yeah, they're kind of in a hurry a little bit, aren't they?
Yes, they are. It's just, yeah. How you doing, sir? What's your name?
I'm Brent.
From?
Nashville.
Oh, we got somebody from Nashville.
Yeah.
There's about four of us here tonight.
Yeah.
Your name?
Kim. I'm from Kentucky.
What part?
Bowling Green.
Bowling Green, Kentucky. Yeah, there was a lot of people from Bowling Green last week, too, at the Switchfoot concert. Yeah. All right, so y'all seen Third Day before?
No, but we love them.
Oh, yeah.
They're our favorite.
What's your favorite album by them?
Offerings.
Offerings, oh, yeah. You like the worship stuff.
No, but their CD, which is in concert, the CD that's in concert, you know.
Yeah, that's the Offerings.
Okay, well, I love that.
Big Third Day fan.
Yep.
Well, she kicks to the beat, you know, just like the drummer does.
You'll be having to go to the restroom within a few minutes.
Yep. Well. They better give me an aisle seat, you know, when you fly, you got to get an aisle seat when you're pregnant so you can...
She is pregnant, and that's why I said both of you. All right. Y'all enjoy the show.
Definitely got a lot more females than you do males here, don't you think?
There is a lot of females here tonight. Too bad Brian's not around, huh? Well, Tom, you want to try to go on inside and take care of the business?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing good.
Awesome.
We're broadcasting from here.
Awesome. 103 is to the right. Join
All right. Thank you. How you doing, sir?
Good.
Over here we have Third Day merchandise, Tom, as we just walk in the door. At the top here we have T-shirts. And what are their prices?
$25 and $35.
Most of them are $25, and the hooded sweatshirt is $50.
That's not bad. Looks good, though.
Sounds like David Crowder Band just came on stage. I can hear that in the background. That's what you hear.
I mean, you can hear like you were right next to him, too.
Hey, what's your name?
My name is Trisha.
Trisha, you working hard tonight?
This is a lot of fun.
Oh, that's great. So what's the big seller tonight?
Well, the shirts, which are good, nice quality and a lot of fun.
All right.
But I got mine free for coming and working.
Oh, so you're a volunteer?
I did.
Very good. Hey, thank you. Thank you.
And you have a great night.
Yeah, yeah. You do too. Hey, what's your name?
My name's Haley.
Haley, you busy tonight?
Oh, yes, very busy.
That's good, though. We'll talk to the David Lipscomb people. There's staff here with the David Lipscomb. So we're going to win a free iPod tonight?
Yes, we are.
Tell me the circumstances here. Signing up? Or
just fill out one of our Lipscomb Tell Me More cards, and we're using those for the drawing tonight.
Very good. So this is for, like, recruiting students?
Yes, definitely.
Can you tell me anything about David Lipscomb?
Well, we're a private liberal arts university here in Nashville. We have over 100 different majors to choose from, about 2,500 students, and we're NCAA Division I.
That's right. And you got beat up by Belmont to go to the big dance. But that team that y'all were to play is playing tonight. Right now, actually. UCLA. And see, it saved y'all from being embarrassed.
But at least you might be beaten by one of the, like, winners, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
We beat Belmont this year.
I know you did. You usually do, don't you? Y'all swap up, don't you?
We do swap. Yeah, we usually split it.
What do they call that? The Battle of the Boulevard?
Yeah, definitely.
You want to say hi to us?
What'd I say?
Well, I have to say hi. What's your name?
My name is Jillian Drake, and I'm from Dixon, Tennessee.
Are you? Yes. Now, you a big Third Day fan?
Yes, sir.
All right. What songs do you like by them?
Most all of them.
God of Wonders, or?
We actually sing that one at our church.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
How about, You are beautiful, my sweet song. What's your name?
Tyler.
From?
Franklin, Tennessee.
From Franklin, Tennessee. Okay. Well, Tom, what do you think? Do we think you ought to get ready to go in?
Well, it looks like we're definitely winding down with the audience walking in, so it might not be a bad idea.
Okay.
Right.
God bless you. See you later.
Alrighty.
Well, we just saw the David Crowder Band perform. Tell you what, I wasn't expecting to be that energetic as they were.
Boy, they were really energetic. David really got this crowd going on their feet, jumping up and down. And, man, I tell you what, they definitely entertained this crowd.
I tell you what, something else is they said when they got them to sing along, they said, if it doesn't hurt, it's not good enough.
That's exactly right. They sure did.
They did an outstanding job. I'm not familiar with all their songs, but, I mean, as far as to talk about each one of them, but I was familiar with a couple that I heard. They brought a special guest out there, which was really a surprise.
It was a big surprise. Marty Stewart came out and did a song with him.
Yeah, with his mandolin. Can he pick that or what?
He can really pick, boy. I tell you, man, he really got that thing going and got the crowd going with it.
And he also brought out Mac Powell to sing along, and they sung the old Hank Williams song, I Saw the Light. It got everybody stomping and clapping and singing
away, man. I tell you what, this whole crowd got on their feet, and they were real excited to see Marty out there. But it was a great song, great entertainment, and, I mean, great fun.
Then they closed the set with, we're going to sing like you're saved. And tell you what, that's a big kid standard in the children's worship area, and they jump up and down and sing.
Yeah.
A really good set. I was very, very impressed. But then after that, we had Ty come out, the bass player for Third Day. When he came out, he talked about a mission that he is a part of in Uganda called Invisible Children. And he said to find out more information about that, go on invisiblechildren.com and to see how you can help out. It's talking about how the Uganda armies were kidnapping children and raising them to make them fight in their army. People in America, they don't have a clue about what's going on.
They really don't. It touched my heart. I mean, it really is something that's a disaster in that country, and we need to reach out and help these people. And the awareness that Third Day's trying to get to people on this tour, I think, is just absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and it showed them being over there trying to make a difference, trying to help out and trying to encourage the kids. Some of the kids have to travel from place to place to avoid being kidnapped. So, yeah. God bless them. That's all we can say.
That's right. That's right. God bless them.
And it's all presented by World Vision. See if there's anybody around here. Hey, can y'all talk to us for a minute? All right. What's your name? Where are you from?
Karen Gennard from Conway, Arkansas.
Now, what are you doing in Nashville?
Visiting my daughter and son-in-law.
Is that them?
The contract, yes.
This is daughter?
Yes.
What's your name?
My name is Whitney.
Shane Peters.
Okay. Whitney Peters.
Yes.
Shane Peters. Okay. And your name, sir?
Gennard.
Gennard. Now, y'all like David Crowder, I take it.
Oh yes. Yes, we love his stuff. Oh, God.
That was awesome. We actually got married to one of their...
You're married to one of those guys?
No. I walked down the beach to one of their songs.
We got married on the beach in St. John.
It was
one of their songs that she walked down to. So.
Which song was that?
It was All Creatures. The one that goes, All Creatures of Our God and King, lift up your voice.
Did he play that tonight?
No, he didn't play it.
I wish he had.
Well, if he'd known you was going to be here, I'm sure he would have arranged something.
Would you go tell him?
Maybe if I go down there and tell him real quick, maybe he will do that with Third Day.
That'd be great. Yeah. What's everybody getting up for?
Oh, there's a fight down there. No, I'm just kidding.
This is the funnest concert I've ever been to. It's been so interactive and...
Yeah, he got the crowd going there, didn't he?
Yes,
he was good.
Mr. Personality up on stage. It was just great.
You wait till this one, though. You seen Third Day before?
I have. I've seen them once before in Little Rock, Arkansas. So, and it was just, it was just a huge worship service. It was wonderful.
Can we do a plug?
Sure.
Seeds Ministry they have a ministry in Africa, in Kenya, Africa, in Kipsongo. And we just, just a little plug there, seedsministry.com.
Tell us about it now. He's unplugged you. Now I got to hear a little bit more.
We started work in Katali, Kenya, in a slum called Kipsongo, which is the place of the dogs, last August with a local pastor in Katali, Kenya, and his wife. And so our supporters provide the financing to do the work there. We've got an orphanage started. We feed 460 kids two meals a day, twice a week, teach them the gospel, basic education, take care of widows. We've started small businesses. We're trying to actually empower the people of the slum to change their life.
Well, how do you start something like that?
It's God.
Yeah, it's not you guys, is it?
It's
no.
Not.
We went to Kenya 7 months ago to work on an orphanage and with a local ministry and did everything but that. And God led us to this one slum, and that was the project. So
it's just what they're saying, the orphans. There's so many orphans in Africa, and we have got to save the orphans.
And the widows, like you said. And that's what the Bible talks about, the orphans and the widows. Yeah.
Orphans and widows, and they're everywhere, and they're absolutely beautiful. I mean, I think there's 1 million AIDS orphans in Kenya alone.
Oh, I know, yeah.
So America is being called to help them.
A lot of people they're not aware of that. If they're not in the Christian atmosphere, they're just hidden from it. Again, the website is
seedsministry.com.
Again, the website is
seedsministry.com.
Well, thank you again.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to go enjoy the third day show. You'll hear us talk about it in a few seconds for you.
That's right.
God bless you. See you later.
Alrighty.
Third day, bowing to say goodnight to Nashville, Tennessee. As they said earlier, one of their favorite places to play. What do you think about this, Tom?
Yeah, they definitely like Nashville, Tennessee, don't they?
Yeah, I think Nashville, Tennessee likes them. I mean, they're walking on the stage.
No doubt. No doubt, man. You can tell it.
So, what did y'all think about the show tonight?
It was great. I loved it.
Good from beginning to end.
Now, y'all wasn't singing any, were you?
Yes.
I heard you.
Thank you.
By the way.
Thank you.
Yes.
Good, because I couldn't hear myself. But.
So, you liked the show, huh?
I loved it. I especially love the hymns, because it connects with everybody.
What's your name? Where are you from?
My name is Melissa, and I'm from Watertown, Tennessee.
I'm Jeff from Smithville, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah. Not too far away from each other.
No, not too far.
Thank you. God bless you both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody's leaving, huh, Tom?
They're going by out of here pretty fast. Taking down the stage.
Yep. Third day just put on a 1 hour and 45 minute set, including an encore. And the people in Nashville, Tennessee didn't want us to leave at all.
No, they didn't. They really enjoyed them. And I tell you what, they could come back here every month and sell this place out.
They said they want to stop the tour and just have it right here.
Yeah, just keep it right here. And that's why they went up to drive so far.
They're from Atlanta, but they really like Nashville. Not only the country music industry is here, but the Christian music industry is here. All the record companies and everybody are right here.
Yep.
Which is another good reason why we can't get to meet a lot of these people, because we're in Nashville, Tennessee.
That's exactly right. There's so much going on around here, and trying to get backstage passes or press passes or something like that, it's almost impossible. We've tried.
Well, the guy from Switchfoot, their tour manager last week, told us, man, this is like L.A. and New York. Nashville is like just like them. You got to get special permission from upper management before I can get you to do anything.
Yep. I mean, you really got to know somebody or be in the industry for a long time to be able to do something like that.
What we're going to do is try to go through the review of the concert tonight. You've heard a lot of people that we've talked to after the David Crowder Band, and they did do an excellent job, a lot better than I expected.
They really did. I mean, I tell you what, they really know how to get the crowd going. They got everybody singing, jumping up and down, and just a great performance.
The lights went down, and man, it was a deafening crowd at that time.
Yes, it was. I mean, they had definitely come here to see Third Day, and they were ready to get the show on the road.
The stage is just a normal stage setup, but they had a big old white sheet in front of it. And that white sheet, you saw the shadows of the guys.
Yeah, in the background, that's right. That looked very cool.
Ty Anderson, the bass player, is wearing a cowboy hat. Mac Powell, the lead singer, he really doesn't dress up, do too much. He just wears jeans and a shirt with the shirt tail hanging out of it, and then he's just normal.
Just laid
an
back.
Average guy.
Yep, just laid back.
And then the white sheet dropped, and there was like an upper stage where the musicians were standing, and they, one at a time, come walking off that upper stage down to the lower stage, and they started off with
Creed.
Born of the Virgin Mary, surfed on the Pontius Pilate, he was crucified and dead and buried. I believe what I believe, it's what makes me what I am. I did not make it, no, it is making me. It is the very truth of God and not the invention of any man.
After Creed, during the singing of this song, they said, all right, I got to have backup singers. Who wants to be a backup singer for Third Day?
That's right. Yeah, the crowd's like, that's exactly what they wanted to hear.
That backup singing led to, okay, here's the audition. You got to be able to clap your hands in a rhythm. And he's clap, clap,
yep.
Clap. Then he says, you got to be able to move from side to side. He said, then you got to be able to sing.
That's right. That's exactly right.
He got the crowd to sing. This next song called I've Got a Feeling.
I Got a Feeling is right.
Well, I got a message. I got a song. Can I get a witness? Tell me what's going on. I show the people I've been away. Maybe I will tomorrow. Maybe I will today. Because I got a feeling it won't be long. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong, but I know one thing for sure. The time will tell it. Well, I got a feeling coming over me. Nothing else it can set me free. But I know one thing for sure. Well, I got to show it.
They had a feeling that they're gonna rock this crowd too, didn't they?
After I Got a Feeling, they came in with a song that they've been putting in a few cities. A song called
Rockstar.
I wanna be a rockstar, but I ain't got what it takes.
Glad to hear that, because like Mike says, I mean, they don't play that in every town, so we feel like we were blessed that they wanted to put that song in for us.
Yes, the Rockstar, that was a really upbeat, good song, as you heard. I Can Feel It followed that.
Sometimes it's loud over your spirit.
Dancing. Man, he can dance pretty good. I never noticed. I've seen Third Day probably four or five times in my life, and I've never seen Mac dancing and doing.
Yeah, he was jiving here and jiving there and kicking them feet around and getting the people going, man.
It
I tell
was
you.
Smooth, wasn't he?
He was
when
very
he says,
smooth.
All right, now, during Can I Feel It, he says, I want everybody in here to jump.
Yes, they did, man.
They did.
And I mean, it didn't matter how young or how old you were, this whole place was jumping, man.
Yes, they were.
It was great. The next song, I tell you what, I thought it was a very good intro. The background lit up, and you could see the fire going through the background. And what was the song, Mike?
Consuming Fire from their very first album.
Yes, I mean, they really set that song up just perfect. And, I mean, like I said, again, with the background stage, with the fire going everywhere, I thought that was put together very, very well.
Yesterday was the day that I was alone. Now I'm in the presence of Almighty God. And yes, our God, He is a consuming fire from the flames. Burn down deep in my soul. Yes, our God, He is a consuming fire. He reaches inside and lives down.
They also thanked their sponsor. They said Chevrolet's sponsoring the Third Day tour. And he says it's really something to have a corporation, a major corporation like Chevrolet, to come in and sponsor a Christian tour.
That's exactly right. I mean, that says a lot for Chevrolet, and I mean, our hat's off to them too. And he said it several times, and we definitely think it's a great thing.
This next song, he says, so let's go back and make it like the 80s, you know, like the disco ball.
Yeah, he even said, or maybe even the 70s, you know. And of course, that song was Keep On Shining.
The big disco ball in the background was going around.
Exactly
they
right.
had a light screen in the back, and that light screen did different things. I mean, it would show words, it would show different figures. And on this song, on Keep On Shining, it showed like a big old disco ball with different colors. They also had light bars on each side of that screen.
Yeah, it definitely made you feel like you're going back to the 70s and the early 80s, too. So they did that very well.
Wow. They are actually taking the equipment down right now. So if you hear a lot of clanging and banging, they're taking the seats up and everything.
That's right.
Then it was worship time. They got down and Mac pulled out the guitar, the acoustic guitar. They brought in to Show Me Your Glory.
Show me your glory.
To slow things down a little bit, and Mac brought out the acoustic like Mike says, and his voice was just incredibly strong and clear, and I mean, what a singer, man. He could definitely pull it off.
After Show Me Your Glory, he said, okay, I want everybody to have a seat. He says, this is a rock and roll show. He says, so this is your only chance you're going to have
That's
a seat, so you better take advantage of it.
Sure did. Everybody did too, didn't they?
Yeah, and then he started talking to them about how this next song is actually one of the most requested songs for a third-day concert. It comes off their very first album, and the name of this song is
Thief.
Now, Thief is actually a song that is sung in the sense of one of the guys on the cross, three crosses, Jesus in the middle, two thieves on each side.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the thief that was actually saved on the cross is singing to you. And it's a really neat scenario as really how this song goes.
I thought it was very cool.
Who is this man? This man beside me that they call the King of they don't believe that he's the Messiah, but somehow I know that it's true. They laugh at him in mockery and beat him till he bleeds. Well, they nail him to the rugged cross and raise him. Yeah, they raise him next to me.
And then next thing we saw, they start bringing out stools out there, you know. I said, okay, looks like we're going to do a little unplug action here. And they definitely did. I mean, it was so neat to see these guys come out there with an acoustic set. And what they start off with, Mike?
Well, the first song on their medley of an unplugged set was I've Always Loved You.
Don't you know I've always loved you? Even before there was time, though you turn away, I tell you this to you. Don't you know I've always loved you? And I always will.
Then after that, they broke into a song,
Your Love, O Lord.
Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens. Your faithfulness stretches to the skies. And your righteousness is
like the mighty mountain. Yeah. And your justice flows.
Not only was it Your Love, O Lord, but it was also a medley with Nothing But the Blood of Jesus. It was the old hymn. And what I liked about that was at the end of Nothing But the Blood of Jesus, at the end of that, he says, you know, I really like the old hymns. He says, but yes, if my papa, my mama, my grandparents were to hear me play them the way we play them, they'd probably be upset with me.
Yeah, I think it's a little bit, probably a little bit more rock and roll than they probably would want.
Yeah, but he joked about that. But then they went into another old hymn called Blessed Assurance.
Yes. The crowd knew it. He, again, Mac encouraged everybody to sing along with it, and they definitely did.
During the Blessed Assurance, they had a little bit of people going to their electric instruments. So, you know, by the end of Blessed Assurance, it was a full electric song.
No doubt. That's right. They built that right up to that.
They said, you know, we're always getting questions about, all right, how do you go about writing your songs for the new record? And he says, you know, we all get together and we just throw out ideas. And
bring our acoustics out.
Yeah.
You know?
And so, well, here's one that we wrote, and which is a surprise to us. It was one of Tom's favorite bands, Poison.
That's right. It was kind of funny. He started strumming, you know, and I'm like, man, I think I've heard that song before. And he broke into Every Rose Has a Thorn by Poison.
That was about one line. And he says, oh, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, everybody kind of looked at each other like, wait a minute, I don't remember them doing this kind of song, you know. That was pretty cool.
Every rose has its thorn.
That was pretty neat. So.
Yeah, but he stopped and he laughed and he said, oh, I'm just kidding. Brad Avery changed his guitar. Next thing you know, they were right into it. You Are So Good to Me.
Well, you are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. You are beautiful, my sweet, sweet song. And I will sing again.
I mean, again, everybody just, you know, singing along with them and just having a great time with it.
The next song came in from one of their new ones. He says, this is one from the new record. And on the screen, the big light screen in the background had circles.
It did.
Like a tunnel vision.
Like you're going into a tunnel. That's exactly right. They did that very well. It was black and white. And like you say, it was circling back and forth. And the name of that song was, of course, Tunnel.
There's a light at the end of this tunnel. There's a light at the end of this tunnel for you. End of this tunnel, shining bright at the end of this tunnel for you.
They did a good job with that one.
He came back with another song, talked about his explaining of his writing of his music and how they do a lot of prayer when they go through writing of a new record and how they select their songs and how they write them. He says what they want to really do, he says they want to have a record out there that could be touching to somebody. Songs that would be reminding people of the love of the one who would give us hope, the one that would give us grace, the King of Glory, and his name is Jesus. And so they play King of Glory.
The Lord of earth and heaven, the creator of all things. He is the King of Glory. He's everything to me.
Yes, and that was a surprise to us. We didn't realize they were going to play that song tonight, too.
Yeah, they've been adding that in their set. Just a couple of cities. Nashville got to hear it tonight.
Absolutely. I think they really did want to make sure it was a special night for Nashville because they did play some songs that they didn't play in some of the other cities and definitely made us feel special.
He says, we got one more last song here. So, and they played another one called
I Believe.
I believe.
crowd knew that song, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. They were jumping up and down. It was very high energy. Everybody really enjoyed that song.
Then we waited and we waited and we waited a little bit longer and...
They came back on an encore.
They did.
They came out there and he said, "We're going to do a few more songs for you." He says, "Hey, Tennessee, are you ready to come together?"
Yeah. I thought that was pretty good. Yes. "You've got to come together.
Sermon.
Yes, he did. I mean, he talked and he talked and he talked, and I mean, he really wanted to get people into the show and what the show was all about and why we're all here today.
He really got into the message about this next song. He started off talking about how his little girl is 6 years old, and he says, "You know, Lord, I don't know if she really knows the impact and all what you've done for her." He said, "All of a sudden, I got the feeling that said, 'Mac, you don't even know all what I've done for you.'"
They really liked that. I mean, they applauded with that.
What was he said? "All right, God won, Mac zero."
That's right. "I don't think I'll win anything. I think God's always going to have one up on me."
He also talked about the struggles that people out here in this audience are going to go through. And he says, "You're going through struggles right now." And he just asked you to, you know, lift your hands up in prayer. And he said a little prayer up there on stage. Very powerful. You could feel the presence of the Lord in
really
this place.
Good. I mean, he had everybody close their eyes and lift their hands up. And you really could feel something was definitely going on.
And on this next song, which is all led up to this song off the new record again, and their new hit single, which is Cry Out to Jesus.
"And there is hope for the helpless, rest for the weary, and love for the broken heart. And there is grace and forgiveness, mercy and healing. He'll meet you wherever you are. Cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus."
And on the words on the light screen in the background, yep, it had the words hope, rest, love, then it had grace and mercy, and at the end it flashed Jesus.
Yes, it did. I thought that was really neat that they could do that with the screen too, but again, I mean, it's getting people out there with that word there, and it was very powerful.
And they said, "We'll do one more song. Stand up and sing."
You better believe it. My favorite song, definitely God of Wonder.
"God of wonders beyond all galaxy, you are holy, holy. The universe declares your majesty. You are holy, holy, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of heaven and earth."
And boy, I tell you what, everybody knew that song.
Yeah, they were singing, weren't they?
They were singing and, you know, just letting it all out, because I think everybody knew that was probably going to be the last song.
Big screen in the background had a lot of the stars, like you was looking up in the heavens. If you were out in the country and you look up in the heavens, you see stars.
It really did. I mean, they did a great job with that back screen. And like Mike says, I mean, it looks like there's stars here and there. And that's basically, you know, a great way to end the show with.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the show. What do you think, Tom?
I tell you what, man, it was definitely powerful. It was uplifting. And, I mean, you just have a different type of audience when you see a third day show. And it really is touching. And, I mean, you really feel like that you came here for church.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. And a rock show. Both
that's
together.
Right. That's exactly right. And that's what's so powerful about it. I mean, people love a rock show, you know, but...
He can change your emotions from really being spiritual and then all of a sudden want to just raise your fist and rock.
That's exactly right. I mean, he has a good mix there where he can do that to the audience.
Yeah, he really knows how to lead a crowd. And that crowd was raising their hands, they were screaming their head off, and they were singing all the songs. It was a great night.
They really were, and I tell you what, I mean, all the musicians in the band, they were absolutely incredible. I mean, they were just top-notch, and I mean, you could tell they've been together for, like Max says, 13, 14 years.
Yeah. So, what a great night. We want to thank WayFM for providing us tickets tonight.
Absolutely. That was very nice of them. Also, one thing, guess what? It's the first of the month, and what should they do, Mike?
You better be out there voting for us on Podcast Alley. Just go to our website
and click on the vote button that says vote, and it's simple and easy. Just vote for us. You don't have to put a comment. If you do, that's fine. Makes a big difference on knowing where we stand and that you're listening to us. And right below that's what, Mike?
Frapper.
Frapper, that's right. Frapper is, again, right below the little vote tab on the right-hand side of our website. And basically all it does is to say, hey, where you listen to us from? You know, it's pretty cool.
And so log on to concertblast.com and go ahead and help us out there with our rankings. It helps us. Now, guys, y'all might think, I don't want to take the time, but hey, if you like this show, it helps us.
It really does help us, and I mean, we really appreciate it. We've got a lot of big fans out there that vote for us every month, and guys, we'd like for you to do the same thing.
We got noticed as the number 4 best classic rock podcast. The problem is, these last few shows haven't been classic rock, have we, Tom?
No, they haven't. We haven't been in classic rock shows. I guess they're all taking a break right now until the spring gets kicking in.
But we got some classic rock shows in the plans, and we got a bunch of them coming up, don't we?
Yes, we do. And it looks like they're closing down and getting everything out of the way, so I guess we better get out of the way.
I guess we better. Again, WayFM, thank you so much for providing us tickets to be here tonight. Thank everybody for out there listening, and don't forget to vote for us. This is Mike signing off.
And Tom signing off.
God bless you, everybody.
All right, see ya.
I want to thank you for letting me be myself again.